Well, I'm hugely disappointed, I guess I would say. I guess if I could go back a little bit, when I was mayor and we had our first significant strike to the hospital, that was probably when I started to get involved in all of this. And what I've seen from since then is that health services have just been divorced from community needs and desire to help and all of that. And what we just saw, I think, did that all over again. We now got no board, no elected officials, appointees, nameless, a group of people that are now taking over with no understanding of what we've been doing with communities or what the results have been. It's a tragedy that we have the event that led to all this, but the larger picture to me is that it's going the wrong way. We've got centralized and unaccountable health services now. And I don't see, we saw some great progress in the last few years, particularly with our collaboration with Horizon and with Dr. Dornan's understanding of what he saw in rural and that was required. And now I just don't see any of that. I'm really frustrated with this announcement.
In terms of what's going on in Sackville, I mean, I guess I'll ask about this change. I mean, there's a number of changes that have happened, but let's just talk about the replacement of John Dornan, who was just made permanent just 4 months ago, I think. And, you know, he had been interim before that. So your team, the Rural Health Action Group, had been working with, I guess, John Dornan's team for a while now. And, you know, recently had some announcements of successes and that sort of thing. What do you feel, you know, John Dornan's administration at Horizon was doing right? And what are you worried about that might, you know, get lost now that he's gone?
Well, I think we saw an evolution of understanding that working with communities could help health services. And that took a little while in the first few weeks for us to explain how we wanted to work with them and how we wanted to help them meet their objectives. And once that we got over that, we started to see some results. It was just yesterday, no, a day before perhaps, that we released a post that at most of the nursing issues at Sackville Memorial Hospital were going to be resolved in the next week or months, and that we had secured individual nurses for both Brunswick and much of the ER, and we were very close to that. And that really only came about with this collaboration understanding. So what I saw was that Dr. Dornan was seeing an expansion of the role of communities in health services, which can only be better. We got to work on health outcomes, no doubt about it. And we challenged him multiple times early on, and he always responded. He responded with, "That's a good question. That's a good answer. I will get back to you." And he challenged his staff to work with community groups. And I have been in touch with a couple of the other communities, and they have had some similar positive feelings. So it is really frustrating that we may have lost that. And I'm hoping that some of the voices will stand up to say, let's not lose this. If you're going to lose Dr. Dornan, you may lose that initiative and that attempt to move that direction.
Yeah, talking about sort of more community role in healthcare and how things work, I think you had spoken previously with me about just the idea that there might be a more permanent structure in place locally, the Rural Health Action Group being sort of a volunteer group that got together a couple years ago originally when, you know, this announcement to drastically reduce services at rural hospitals was made. And then you've been working on that for a few years. But you were talking about maybe we need some sort of long-term structure that communities can have a say in that. Do you have any concerns when you see this happening that might not be sort of on the agenda anymore?
Absolutely. It is, when we last spoke, it was where my head was going was that we may now have an opportunity to get communities back into health governance in some manners. And I still feel that that's the more appropriate route that we should be going. I don't see any of that in the announcements. I see something completely else going on right now. We're supposed to meet with the task force individuals who apparently had been to 40 different places but didn't know what was going on with our collaboration here. We were supposed to meet them last week, and unfortunately, there was an issue in one of their families, and we did not get to meet before this announcement. And they now are cited by the premier as being individuals that will point the way to the future of health. So I'm still hopeful that we'll get that opportunity, and I'm still hopeful other communities will have the same opportunity, and we can perhaps convince them on the way in that there is another way to do this, and that everybody is better off when the communities participate in health governance, recruitment, communications, housing, et cetera. So I'm hopeful. I didn't hear it in any of the announcements, and I'm a little bit cynical about it now, but I do think that that is the route that we should have been going. I thought we were doing that fairly well locally and building that bridge. And that's when we last talked, I thought that would be our next conversation, would be how do we make this good? Now I think we're looking at something else, but I'm not sure what it is.
All right. Thanks very much, Sean. Is there anything else you think, you know, Sackvillians should know, or any action they should be taking in light of all this?
Well, I can't speak for everybody on the voluntary group, but I certainly saw some emails wondering what the implications here, because it doesn't sound that good on the surface. So hopefully in the next couple of days, we'll have that opportunity to speak and find out. But I think the other thing that I would make is that there's a political question attached to this, which is it's pretty tough to fight in an international market when you don't recognize that when you work with your communities, you do better. And we have that result. We're doing better because of it in those international markets. But you can't blame other people when they keep asking for more resources to allow them to at least run ERs for more regular services, at least get other people in. And we're sitting here publicly with a pretty big surplus in our province, and none of that money is being spent for these services right now where we really need them. The opportunity to perhaps, if we'd have had more people helping out in ERs, whether they were volunteers or they were students or whether they were staff coming back, all of those people had their hands up to do stuff like this, but we don't have the money to do it. So I really fear that if we're not looking at money and we're not looking at partnerships and we're not looking at collaboration, I'm not very hopeful about where this health services are going.